This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. Christmas is getting close, and we have a literal war on Christmas. We've got Brunei, which has just come under Sharia law, according to the Sultan of Brunei. He is having a war on Christmas. We're going to talk about that. Of course, the war on drugs is still with us, and we've got a war on drugs, war on Christmas case, where the family's home is literally torn apart as the police first created a siege looking for a non-existent person that was not at the house, and then proceeded in their frustration and anger to completely demolish that house. The TSA, if you're traveling, the TSA has now quietly announced that they are going to do away with your opt-out capabilities. Of course, since they put in the naked body scanners as a way to mollify the public's concerns, they said, well, we'll let you opt out. You know, if you want to, you can either let us take naked pictures of you, or we can pat you down and touch you, okay? So you had your choice as to what you wanted to do. Now they're going to say, well, we're not going to give you that choice anymore. See, that's the way this always rolls. It's a gradual, incremental movement against your liberty. And so now that's going away. We see that in Virginia, the attorney general there has announced that he is going to stop recognizing concealed carry gun permits from 25 states. We're going to talk about what's going on with that, as well as the pushback on it. And we have a story that we're going to focus on first today. That is the story that Alex talked about a bit yesterday. We have a lot more information about it today. We're going to play you a couple of videos about what's going on in China. Now, of course, China has incrementally. Isn't it interesting how the tyranny always works incrementally? They have incrementally been exercising control over the internet. They see that as one of their greatest problems, and they're right about that. They've identified something that is really a threat to their lives. And of course, this goes back, their real concerns go back to 2011. There was a train wreck in China. The government was telling everybody one story, and then eyewitnesses started telling a very different story, an embarrassing story to the Chinese government. At that point, they got very serious about cracking down on social media. They created the Great Firewall of China, as many experts in the rest of the world call it, the Great Firewall. Essentially, shutting down communication from certain sites, shutting down communication from certain areas, that's not good enough for them, though. They're going to take the next step. And what they're doing is they're introducing a kind of gaming approach. They're making a game out of it. This is all very fun, isn't it? You're going to go to Alibaba. You're going to get your Sesame credit score. I guess it's kind of like, Open Sesame. No, it's really like the sesame seed. It's Sesame credit. And what they will do is give you some credit scores based on, first, what kind of merchandise you buy. Very different from what they're doing here in the United States. In the United States, you get credit. It is based on your credit scores, based on how you use that credit, how you pay it back, in other words. But there they're going to be looking at what you buy. But more importantly, they're going to be looking at what you say and what your friends say. Now, in the United States, they're a little bit behind that, aren't we? We're just at the point of outlawing privacy and encryption. There was a lot of pushback against Apple's CEO, Tim Cook. He's talked about this back in June, saying that they were going to put encryption on everything. Apple has a lot to prove to the American public, especially after some of the Snowden leaks, especially after the NSA bragged that the iPhone was Big Brother. And that, who would have thought in 1984 when Steve Jobs was running that famous Mac commercial, the very first commercial where they used 1984, they said, who would have thought in 1984 that this, the iPhone, would be Big Brother and that the zombies would line up to pay for it. So they have a real stake to try to prove to the public whether it's true or not. that they're going to try to protect your data. So we're going to talk about encryption, privacy, and third-party information. A lot to cover today. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the second hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout, and we'll ship their gifts directly to them. We went the extra light year to bring you the true game-changing products, and they're all available this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. We're here live. I'm David Knight. And joining us in the second hour will be Alex Jones. He'll be coming in to talk especially about this story about what's happening in China. There's a great deal of things to look at this incremental tyranny that is rolling out in China. And that's the first article we're going to talk about. We've got an article up on the Drudge Report by Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to unpack that for you, but we have a lot of different articles. We're going to talk about a related issue, which came to the forefront again this last Sunday on 60 Minutes. Apple's CEO Tim Cook was on 60 Minutes, and he was talking about encryption and privacy, and immediately he got a lot of pushback from a senator. He got a pushback from a state attorney general, very angry that anybody in this day and age in America should think that they would have privacy or encryption. Only criminals have that, we're told. Only criminals, and they literally said, only drug dealers, child pornographers, and terrorists would have privacy. Maybe that explains why the federal government wants it so badly, because they fit all three of those categories. And we'll talk about that as well. Now, Evangelist Franklin Graham says he's going to quit the Republican Party. He's angry that they have funded Planned Parenthood. And, of course, that's part of the omnibus bill, the bill that funds everything and makes the country go bust, the bill that betrayed Republican principles, betrayed not Republican principles, okay? I don't know the Republicans have any principles, okay? it betrayed the wishes of the Republican voters. And so he's fed up with that. He's spoke well of Donald Trump. He wants to see outsiders come in. And, you know, I think that's a very important part of the Trump campaign. If the GOP establishment wants to try to go to a brokered, rigged convention, then he could very well run third party. He could do very well if he got a position on the Libertarian Party ballot. I know they're going to have their convention before that, but they could very easily change that after the fact, I believe. Nevertheless, whether or not he would run third party, that is really, really going to be the final straw for the American public to realize the total fraud of the system. So if the GOP wants to rig that convention, I'd say, yeah, you feel lucky, punk? Go ahead, make my day. I'd like to see the fireworks when that happens. We're also going to be talking about the TSA. They're now saying that they can force you through a body scanner. They're going to irradiate you. They're going to take naked pictures of you. You know, in the past, they were very accommodating. They said, well, we'll either take naked pictures of you or we'll feel you up. Now they're not going to give you the feel you up option. They're just going to force you to be irradiated. That's how this all works. It's a gradual process. They gradually get you acclimated to it. And that brings us back to the gradual acclimation of the control of the Internet. As I was pointing out to people who heard the last segment, China's move to try to censor the Internet began in small steps, but it initially took its first step in earnest, I think most people would say, after this massive issue in 2011. They had a train wreck. There was one story from the government, their official story. There was a different story that surfaced on social media. Very embarrassing to the Chinese government to be caught lying to the people. I mean, who would think that a government would lie to its people? That was shocking, shocking. But it was shocking for the Chinese. And I can tell you, I mentioned it yesterday in the fourth hour when we adopted my daughter from China. She was given a letter by the foster home that she had been in for about 6 months before we adopted her. She'd been in an orphanage for several years prior to that. And, you know, we got it translated and it said, you know, obey your government, be a good servant to your government. That's the attitude of the Chinese people. You know, that's an attitude a lot of people in America have. I keep hearing people repeat that thing that JFK said, you know, ask not what you can do for your country, ask what your country can do for you. Rather, ask what you can do for your country. Well, you know, that's fine at one level. But you have to understand that the purpose of government is to serve the people. It's not the people's purpose to be servants of the government. You understand? That's a Chinese communist attitude. That's a slave's attitude that I am here to serve the government. No, I am not here to serve the government. The government is here to serve me. That is what the Declaration of Independence was about. Governments are instituted amongst men to protect our God-given natural rights. That's why we have governments. When governments become destructive of those rights, it is our duty to change that government. Not only our right, but our duty to alter or abolish that government. That's what this country was founded upon. That's the opening paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, in case they haven't taught that to you in school because they're too busy telling you about white privilege and microaggressions. They don't talk about the Declaration of Independence. And when I was in school, they had us memorize the first half of the paragraph about how we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but they didn't want us to memorize that second half, that when the government destroys those rights, it's our duty and our right to alter or abolish that government. So instead of asking what you can do for your country, ask why your country's doing what it's doing. Ask why they're hiding what they're doing. And ask what you can do to alter or abolish that criminal government. That's what you should be doing as a citizen. Now let's go back to the situation in China, because they're a long way from where we need to be in America, but we're heading on the China direction. We're not heading in the 1776 direction. We need to change that mindset. We are not servants of the government. The government should be our servants. Paul Joseph Watson points out in this article, it's on the Drudge Report, China's largest social networks have partnered with the country's communist government to create a credit score system that will measure how obedient its citizens are. He says it's a chilling prospect that could one day arrive in America if social justice warriors get their way. Precisely, because what we're seeing with the social justice warriors is intolerance being enacted, censorship being enacted, and of course they're doing this censorship and intolerance in the name of tolerance, but it is far from tolerant. It is far from the free speech principles that we had established America to protect. Continuing on with a quote from Zero Hedge, says, this aims to create a docile, compliant citizenry who are fiscally and morally responsible by employing a game-like format to create self-imposed group social control. In other words, China gamified peer pressure to control its citizenry, and through the scheme, though the scheme hasn't been fully implemented yet, it is already working. And we're going to talk about how that works. But first, I want to play a video for you that's embedded in this article at Infowars.com that kind of breaks this down. So it's something you can listen to on the radio. It's something you can watch if you're watching the video broadcast. Let's go to that video.
Going under the innocuous name of Sesame Credit, China has created a score for how good a citizen you are. And that's one of the scariest things I've heard in quite a while. It's jointly run by Tencent. Yes, that Tencent, the one that owns Riot Games and has a significant share in Epic and Activision Blizzard, and also the ascendant Chinese competitor to Amazon, Alibaba, hence the name Sesame. So the owners of China's largest social networks have partnered with the government to create something akin to the U.S. credit score. But instead of measuring how regularly you pay your bills, it measures how obediently you follow the party line. They dredge data from your social network, so if you post pictures of Tiananmen Square or share a link about the recent stock market collapse, your Sesame credit score goes down. Share a link from the state-sponsored news agency about how good the economy's doing, and your score goes up. But Alibaba and Tencent are also the largest online retailers in China, so Sesame Credit is also able to pull data from your purchases. If you're making purchases the state deems valuable, like work shoes or local agricultural products, your score goes up. If you import anime from Japan, though, down the score goes. And this score has real-world consequences. Like many games, Sesame Credit has tiers and levels, and having a high score gives you special benefits, like making it easier to get the paperwork you need to travel, or making it easier to get a loan. Now, currently, there are no consequences for having a low score, but there's been talk about implementing penalties once the system becomes mandatory in 2020. Penalties like slower internet speeds for low-scoring citizens, or even restricting the jobs that a low-scoring person's allowed to hold. But there's one more layer to Sesame Credit, and here's where this goes from being repulsive to downright insidious. Because this is all part of a social network, it also scans your friends. So you will lose points for having friends with low obedience scores. And it tells you this. At any point, anybody can check anyone else's score. And when you check your own score, Sesame Credit provides a handy map of your friends to show you who's dragging your score down. Have you ever had that thing where you play a game with somebody who wasn't doing very well, and you've tried to change their behavior to make them do better? Or maybe after a while, you just sort of stopped playing with the people who were holding you back? That's at the heart of how this system works. And it's also what makes this one of the most terrifying tools of authoritarian oppression I've ever read about. Because, like, mass censorship, jail time, assassinations, those are all big, messy implements for keeping a population in line. That messiness and severity foster resentment, eventually rebellion. They're expensive, they're unwieldy. In the end, those tools are impossible to maintain. But social pressure? Ostracization? Those things are free. They happen on their own. And as a government tool, they don't have nearly the same potential for going embarrassingly, disastrously wrong. With a system like this in place, a government doesn't even have to tell neighbor to spy on neighbor, to rat each other out. Because that's all built into a seemingly innocuous game system. The government need not step in. Re-education will be handled for them by friends, classmates, and relatives who want to maintain a high score. And if that doesn't work, then potentially dangerous ideas still end up quarantined by the social isolation this game system causes. Express or help to spread too many radical ideas, and people will stop associating with you. And not because some jackbooted thug showed up at the door with threats, but simply because associating with somebody with those ideas will lose them all the privileges they've worked so hard to obtain.
All right, we're going
to
come back. You can see the rest of that video at InfoWars.com and the article that Paul Joseph Watson has. He's exactly right to tie this into the social warrior scheme, into political correctness. We cannot overestimate how dangerous political correctness is. So when we come back, we're going to break down what's going on with that. We're going to break down where this is all headed. And again, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the second hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Alex Alex Jones Show. And, of course, that's Charlie Brown Christmas. There was an article that I saw recently about a school that where they banned their play of Charlie Brown Christmas because, you know, as part of that, one of the characters, what's his name, reads the gospel from Luke. Linus reads that gospel from Luke. So you can't have that. Can't have that as part of a school. But, of course, they can have the children learn to write and say in Arabic the confession of faith that there is no God but Allah. That's what's going on in our schools. And that happened in multiple states at the same time. Understand, that's something that is coming from Washington. That's an agenda that's being pushed by Washington. Now, we've been talking about what's going on in China, about this move to actually coming across as a game, you know, because everybody likes to look at their scores. You know, they like to give people a score. You know, you got your permanent record when you're in school, but you also always like to have some kind of a measure of how you're doing. And, of course, it's something that we have in America, something for you to think about this Christmas, your credit score. How is that credit score going? Here, you're only going to be scored on how much money you take out and the manner in which you pay it back. But, of course, in China, they want to look at what you're buying with that. You buy a video game or something that they don't approve of, they will knock your score down. They want to have you buy certain things. They're going to put that message out there for you. But they will also knock your score down, as we saw in that video in the last section. They will also knock your score down if you say things about the government that they don't like, or you talk about the government in ways that are not approved. That's what is so insidious about it. You think that's not going to come here to America? Of course, there's another article that came out today in Daily Mail talking about how, and this is on Drudge as well, could we soon implant memories into other people? Electrodes in the brain may make Star Trek-style mind melds a reality. And where's this coming from? It's coming from your friends at DARPA, the dark research agency that gets involved in this over-the-top, creepy stuff that they're creating all the time. Things that there's another picture on Drudge Report of the robotic reindeer from Boston Dynamics pulling a sleigh. With their legs bending the wrong way, with no heads, just antlers coming out of them. We need to be very concerned about the direction that the military research is going. I think it is totally out of control. We have to understand, if you don't think this kind of stuff like they're doing in China is coming to America, understand that what China is doing is just kind of old-style tyranny, shutting down free speech. Yes, it's insidious in how it is incremental. Yes, there is a connection, as Paul Joseph Watson points out in the article on Infowars.com. There is a connection with political correctness, with the social justice warriors, with that kind of intimidation that they're putting on people. That's what is so valuable about the Donald Trump candidacy. He's just laughing at their political correctness. He will not be intimidated. It is a template for how we all need to respond to this. We need to shut this down in ridicule. This is an insidious form of censorship, and they're going to extend it into a more formal system. But in terms of what our government will do, just understand that the internet was originally created by DARPA. Not only was it created by DARPA, it was created by a behavioral scientist at DARPA. Now, he became a computer scientist, but that was his original field. His name was Licklider, and he called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. The Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened it to Internet. For a while, it was available. In the early days, we used it. It was called DARPANET, but then it eventually became just the Internet in general. But he designed it, and he designed it as a tool of control. Understand that. Now, we have used it as a tool of free speech, because whenever they create a weapon, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil, just like a gun. Guns are not totally bad. Yes, guns are designed to kill. However, they can be used to defend people without ever even firing them. My grandfather used a gun in that way. He had his brother-in-law had been killed as part of a robbery. They had a route where they would collect money. He'd been killed in a robbery with a hatchet stuffed in the back of the trunk. The police had been looking for him as a missing person. They didn't find him. My grandfather found him. And shortly after that, because they were both working the same job, shortly after that, he walked up to his car. He was more careful. There was a guy in the back of his car with a hatchet waiting for him to get in, do the same thing to him. He pulled out his gun, because he carried a gun in those days. He didn't need a permit. He didn't use a permit. He didn't ask for a permit. He didn't live his life by permission. He pointed a gun at the guy and he says, if I ever see you again, I won't give you a warning. And he wasn't bothered anymore with that. People got the word that he was carrying. And, of course, the Virginia Attorney General has just shut down concealed carry recognition for 25 states. That's another article we're going to talk about when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We've been talking about our story that's up on the Drudge Report from Paul Joseph Watson. Coming to America, Chinese introduce a credit score for obedient citizens. Yes, that's something that they're very big into. Of course, they have over 100,000 people have posted their status, and of course, they do it as a video game. They do it as a status symbol. It's that kind of social pressure. They've posted their score online on Weibo, the Chinese equivalent of Twitter. They're very proud of it. So they're bragging about it. They turn it into a game. But understand this. Come 2020, it's going to become mandatory. And this is not like we talk about in the United States, not just how you borrow money and pay it back. This is scoring you based on what you're buying, making sure that you're not buying things the government doesn't want you to buy, buying things that they want you to buy. You get it's a carrot and it's a stick. It's both of those things. And understand that once this thing goes out, they're then going to be looking at political opinions. So if you post on your social media political opinions without prior permission, if you talk about describing a or you describe a different history than the official one, they don't just ridicule you as a conspiracy theorist. That's the FBI's technique, going back to the JFK assassination. They don't just ridicule you as a conspiracy theorist. What they do is they change your score. Now, that's not just going to hurt your feelings with your friends. That's going to have some real penalties attached to it. And not only that, but whether your friends are doing unapproved government things. So your friends' scores will pull you down. So what they're trying to do is ostracize and ghettoize anybody that doesn't toe the official line. Anybody that doesn't do what the government wants to do. But Paul Joseph Watson is very spot on in terms of making this an extension of political correctness, because that's where we are right now, that kind of soft tyranny. And if we don't push back against that, if we don't ridicule that, if we don't laugh in their face about that, as Donald Trump is doing, and good for him for doing that, if we don't shut it down that way, then this is where we are headed, folks. The Internet was, as I mentioned before, was originally designed by DARPA. It was designed by a behavioral psychologist to control and monitor us. And, of course, they do that a great deal with it. We have other uses that for it, and they're trying to shut those other uses down. Now, I want to play for you a little bit of the second video that is embedded in Paul Watson's article here. And this is something from The Prisoner. This is a series that was back in the 1960s. I've seen it multiple times. I loved this series. I thought it was very creepy. And I was amazed when I went back and looked at it again. After seeing it in the 1960s, 70s, I saw the replay of it. It was very creepy, very Orwellian. There were cameras everywhere. This guy, basically, it was Patrick McGoohan, who you remember in America from the Secret Agent Man series. They extended it. And in a sense, it was his idea to do this. And he, at the very beginning of it, he resigns from being a spy for the British government. And what happens is they gas him, kidnap him, and take him to an island trying to interrogate him. And, of course, part of that interrogation is they can walk around freely, but they can't escape this island. And everything that they do is monitored. There are cameras everywhere. And it's like, wow, that's really creepy, watching people being monitored all the time. It is so tame. When you look at it today, after knowing what our government is doing, we were so over the top with what we do out in the open. The cameras are not covert like many of them were in the village where he was. We have clusters of cameras everywhere on the corners of the buildings now. And they don't just watch us there. They monitor everything we're doing, just like these credit scores. Let's play a little bit of this clip from The Prisoner where they are coming after him for being unmutual because he's not part of the group, that kind of peer pressure, the kind of group pressure. Let's play that clip.
We are bound to classify you as unmutual. We must warn you that if any further complaint is lodged against you, it will be necessary to propose you for the treatment known as instant social conversion.
And, of course, this is...
Unmutualism number 6. More you must now agree than just a game.
They are socially conscious citizens and are provoked by the loathsome presence of an unmutual.
They are sheep.
Yeah, I always loved this series, The Prisoner. I tell you, his attitude between Patrick McGoohan's prisoner character and Thomas Jefferson, those were my inspirations. An excellent series. You'll have to see. This is a really more of a video clip for you to watch, and you can see that in the article at Infowars.com. It's linked on the Drudge Report, breaking this down. And we need to understand that this is coming at us gradually. We see transportation controls coming on us gradually. This is a great headline from the New American talking about how the IRS is going to be exerting control on our movement, how they can take our passports. Their headline was, a new law threatens to revoke Al Sharpton's passport for unpaid taxes. So they're talking about it in terms of Al Sharpton because he's got evidently a large tax bill. But understand, that's just the beginning. You know, they'll come out and say, well, this is for the people who have really large tax bills. But when they get self-driving cars, and I don't like to use that, let's talk about autonomous driven car. Not even that. That's not even a good word. Because you know what? Automobile, which is what we've called them for over 100 years, that was about you driving yourself. When I get in my car and I drive the car, it is self-driving. I'm driving it. The difference is these are going to be robot cars that are controlled by the government. It's going to be the government driving you, the government monitoring you. The government will turn off your car just like they will shut down your passport if you owe them too much taxes. Okay? This is what's happening. It's a gradual incrementalism. That's where this is headed. It's about controlling your movements. And that's what we need to be concerned about, the incrementalism of it. You know, first they do these types of things for the internet, but they're going to constrict your physical movement as well once they outlaw you being able to drive, and it'll be a gradual process. First, they will offer incentives, just like we see with the Chinese internet. You know, it's like, oh, this is great. You can show your friends that you've got a really high score, and we'll make a game out of it and that sort of thing. They'll do that with the robotic cars that the government controls and monitors. First, they'll say, you know, that's great. You don't have to drive that mind-numbing commute that you have every day. You can sit there and you can play with Twitter all day while you're driving instead of having to pay attention to what's going on. I understand that. That'd be fine if they would leave it voluntary. But they're not going to stop there. Instead, what they will do is they will gradually use the carrot and stick of the insurance companies to make it impossible for you to afford to drive yourself. They'll constantly monitor your car. We're going to have talking cars mandated by the federal Department of Transportation. They're going to start mandating this expensive equipment be added to all new cars. And, of course, those cars are going to be talking about you. They're going to be talking about how you are driving. Are you driving mutually? Are you driving unmutually? Are you driving too fast? Are you changing lanes too much? All this type of stuff. They're going to feed that back to the government so they can ticket you. They'll feed it to the insurance companies so that they can raise your rates. And before you know it, you won't be able to afford to drive yourself. That's where this is all headed. It's going to be a gradual shutdown, and it'll come at you just the same way as the Chinese are coming after their own people there. They're going to tell people, you know, oh, only pigs drive gas-guzzling, self-driving cars. Everybody else is in these little electric robotic cars, and that's mutual. That's politically correct to drive a car like that. But if you want to drive yourself, that's very politically incorrect. Now, I want to get to what's going on in Virginia with the Attorney General there revoking concealed carry gun permits from 25 states. In other words, they're not going to recognize them for 25 states. It's a reciprocity that states have had. We're going to talk about the issues behind that and what he is saying. That's his Christmas present to 6.3 million people who have gone through the lengthy process to get certified for concealed carry, who have submitted themselves to background checks, who have submitted them their fundamental right as a privilege to the government, trying to get along with the government. I understand that. I bought my first gun at retail this last weekend. I typically don't like to go to government for permission for anything, but you try to get along as much as you can. But now they're going to try to slap that down. There's going to be a fight about that. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about the specials that we have. Of course, we have a lot of things at InfoWarsStore.com. Still health products that you can give the gift of total health to your family. We've got 20% off of X2 Nascent Iodine. We've got 33% off an Essentials Pack, which has Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet. 28% off of a cleansing pack. If you want to start out the new year right and do a total cleanse, we have Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, OxyPower, that pack. 28% off. Also, as the sun weakens during the winter months, you can supplement that with Winter Sun Vitamin D3. That's 15% off. And finally, we have a special, an end-of-year special that we do every year. This is the biggest special we've had on Prison Planet TV. It's where I normally am. It's where Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson, Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, we all host there, Joe Biggs. It supports our operation. It pays for our salaries. It pays for the people who operate behind the scenes and make that all happen. It's a subscription to Prison Planet TV, and right now you can get that at 6 months for free if you buy the entire year. That's only 10 cents a day. And not only do you get the news as it happens in HD, but you also get access in HD quality to all of the documentary films that Alex Jones has. That's a great way to wake people up. Show them, let them see a documentary on a particular subject. We try to go into as much background as we can, but we can't go into the entire background of an issue every day. Otherwise, we would never get through any news here. So we can't go as deep on a daily news program as we'd like to. But if you get a documentary, and of course we have all of Alex Jones's documentaries available for the Prison Planet TV subscribers, that's there, as well as ebooks, special reports. And you can watch it not only on your computer, your cell phone, but you can also stream it on Roku and Boxy. Again, that's a Prison Planet TV subscription. Buy a one-year subscription right now and get 6 months for free, 10 cents a day, and it supports our operation. Let's talk about concealed carry right now. Washington Post reports, Virginia to stop recognizing concealed carry gun permits from 25 states. This is Virginia Attorney General Mark R. Herring. And when I looked at this, I thought, R. Herring. Does that stand for red? Is that Attorney General Red Herring? I think that's what we need to call him, because that is essentially what this gun law is. It is a red herring. Now, in a rare moment of candor, the Washington Post says that this is part of a national push to circumvent legislatures who are opposed to gun control, who are opposed to tightening gun laws. And this is a red herring, folks. This is not a problem that needs to be solved. How many people do you think have committed crimes that are on the concealed carry gun permit? He doesn't even talk about that, because it is probably virtually non-existent. These are the most thoroughly vetted, most investigated, most law-abiding citizens you can find. People who subject themselves to this kind of background check. And it is absolutely insane posturing for Attorney General Red Herring to say that this is a problem, and to say that he's not going to recognize these permits from 25 states, essentially saying, you know, nobody else in the country really does a job of vetting these people except for Virginia. I think he's got like five states that he's okay with vetting this. And here's the point. New American points out that he wants to take this position, and one of the states that he has said he's not going to recognize because he doesn't think that they vet their concealed carry people sufficiently, one of those states is Kentucky. Let me tell you what Kentucky does. This is pointed out by the New American. They said, this is a strange claim considering one of the states, Kentucky, performs monthly background checks on permit holders to ensure that they are still qualified to hold the permit. Monthly checks on these permit holders. If they fail, their permit is revoked. What do they check them for? Felony conviction or imprisonment. Indictment on any charge that carries with an imprisonment for up to a year's time. So they don't have to be convicted, just indicted. Subject to a restraining order. Did they renounce their U.S. citizenship? Did they get a dishonorable discharge from the armed forces? Do they have documented mental illness? Do they have drug abuse or treatment for drug abuse? Do they have a misdemeanor or felony charge of domestic assault? Any of those things they check every month in Kentucky, the people that have a concealed carry permit. If they have any of those things, they revoke them. But that's not good enough for the Virginia Attorney General Red Herring. And I say Red Herring, understand, you know where that expression comes from, right? It was people in Britain who were opposed to fox hunting. Isn't it appropriate? Isn't it appropriate? They were opposed to fox hunting. And so to stop the fox hunt, as the fox would run by, these guys would run out of the bushes with a stinky fish, a red herring, and they would, you know, run it all over the trail of the fox to throw the hounds off the scent. That's exactly what Virginia Attorney General Red Herring is doing. That's his name, Mark R. Herring, and I don't see what the R stands for. They point out in the Washington Post, this will affect 6.3 million people who could legally carry concealed handguns in Virginia today will lose that privilege once the change takes effect next year. You know what? You don't need to change the gun laws. You need to change Attorney General Red Herring.
You need to get a movement up to recall this guy to get him out. And understand here that they want to say, and this is what the Washington Post says. They said, well, you know, this is all a reaction to these high-profile mass shootings. They sent policymakers searching for ways to strengthen the gun laws. And, of course, they want to talk about San Bernardino. Let's take the government's official story about San Bernardino on face value. Let's say that it's these two people who did the shooting. Were they concealed carry holders? No. Were they vetted when they came into the country as migrant jihadis? No, she wasn't. Okay. Did they look at this guy? They did have some investigations. They shut that down. They said, you know what? That would be politically incorrect to take a look at that. So they purposely look the other way. They don't vet people who are coming into this country from an area that is at war with the United States. Let's just understand that. They're at war with the United States. They're at war with our way of life. They hate our culture. They hate our religion. And with good reason, they hate the United States. We've started wars in their countries, and we've killed innocent people in those countries. But nevertheless, we are allowing people to come in, even if it's only a tiny minority of the number of people that we're letting in. We have had hundreds of thousands of people already come in. There have been over 1 million people admitted into the EU just this last year, 4 times the number they had in 2014. Nobody is vetting them. And that's what Donald Trump was saying. They want to say that he wants to ban all Muslims. No, what he said was we want to have a temporary ban until we can figure out what's going on. They don't report it that way. But they want to ban law-abiding gun owners from exercising their natural, God-given, constitutionally protected rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thank you.
Christmas, December 23rd, 2015. Christmas is just around the corner, coming quickly, as you can hear from the music. I want to go back to this story briefly, because we got a video about from a transhumanist site in Brazil talking about their capabilities of brain repair and management. And, of course, we've been hearing this for a while from DARPA, talking about the fact that they could help soldiers who are suffering from PTSD. Well, if you want to help soldiers on PTSD, first you could start by stopping the unnecessary, unconstitutional wars that you've been sending them to, okay? Let's start there first, DARPA. But we also need to understand that they always couch these things in very benign terms. Yeah, we can use this to help epilepsy patients or people who are suffering from Alzheimer's or whatever. They're saying now, the U.S. military wants to treat shell-shocked soldiers and other people with memory loss. So they're working on a way that they can read your memory, that they can transfer your memory, that they can do a direct implant into your mind, okay? Understand that DARPA is about creating military weapons. It's not about helping people medically. Anything that comes out of that is simply a side issue, but they sell it that way. They sell it that way. You need to go back and look, and Alex interviewed the lady that wrote The Pentagon's Brain. Very good book. It'll give you a long history of DARPA. You'll put this in perspective, and it will forever destroy the presumption that DARPA is there doing things to help you. No, they are creating military weapons to make life on Earth hell on Earth. Swarms of autonomous killing robots. A complete monitoring and manipulation of everything that's going on all the way into your brain. Let's play this clip from Brazil.
Well, I think it's quite reasonable to think about several parts of the brain being understood well enough that we can develop not just mathematical models, but silicon models, microchip models, of how those parts of the brain work. We've learned enough about how of what long-term memories are when they're in code that we can identify long-term memory codes in the behaving rat brain. And so we can say, oh, there, right there, that is the code for the bar that the animal is going to press to get water. We can say that's the code. And so we can recognize these things. We can see what they are. We can manipulate them in some ways. And so within a couple of years, we will have the ability to form new long-term memories the same way they're formed in the brain. But there are several parts of the brain like this that are ready for this sort of next generation analysis that will allow us to create a mathematical model of how some of their functions work, and we'll be able to reproduce those in mathematical models, and we'll be able to reproduce those in microchip form. Well, we need to sit down and commit ourselves to these kind of goals.
Yeah, they do have some goals. They have a lot of funding, too. We got the Brain Initiative from Obama. I think it's $100 million or more. Of course, there's European equivalents to that. This is about mind control. This has been a goal of DARPA, the CIA, the government for a very long time. They've worked on drugs. Now they're working on the electronics of the brain. Of course, if you talk about it, we were always ridiculed as tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. You know what? They're bragging about it constantly. We need to be very concerned about our government's desire to control our minds, to control and monitor our behavior. That is what's fundamentally behind this. Now, when we come back, we're going to have a special report from John Bound on Cy Hirsch's expose, and we're going to break that down more completely when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.